This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. Marketing a record crop of soybeans, an Illinois ag economist says selling now may not be the best approach. Wait and see while holding as much of the crop as you can. Details in a moment.
The landscape of your industry is changing. Fortunately, FS has the roadmap that can help you navigate the challenges that lie ahead and point the way forward. That's why businesses that are driven to succeed turn to FS for data-driven recommendations and innovative crop and energy inputs. Learn more at fssystem.com. FS, bringing you what's next.
There's a lot of good news in the field when it comes to this year's soybean crop. The first question is computing the price. Whether the 4.3 billion bushel, 51.4 bushel per acre size in the October crop report is accurate. Dr. Darrell Good from the University of Illinois says it may get bigger.
Well, I think taking all the evidence together, saying now we got bigger in September, we got bigger in October on soybeans, and the crop is already very big, I think would point to another small increase in the yield forecast in November and perhaps in January as well. So maybe not by a lot, but I certainly wouldn't expect the number to come down from what we're looking at right now.
However, even in the face of a record crop, the price of soybeans has remained fairly strong. But farmers need money to make it through the winter. Good says farmers should be a little patient when they contemplate whether to sell, especially as the South American crop unfolds. But if it comes down to selling corn or soybeans, this is his recommendation.
If I had to choose to sell one or the other, I would still be a seller of soybeans because of the returns that the current price is offering for those that have above average yields this year. It's still a fairly large gross income. So I think from a risk management standpoint, lean you towards selling soybeans and still maybe a little more holding on corn.
USDA predicts soybeans will stay somewhere in a range around $9.05 between now and harvest next fall. There's more on our website, iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. I'm Ken Root.